I'm just sort of hard on this guy. I actually sat and watched The Bachelor last night, and I know I should feel a lot less manly because I did that, but I did. Because our girl from Chico, Chantel, is on it. But the more I see this dude, I know he's good-looking model type, but he just, does he seem kind of like a puppet? Like he's reading his lines? It's like somebody's holding a cue card behind the girl's head when he talks to her. You know, I think you are really special. I don't know, maybe I'm being hard on him. Maybe, who knows what I'd be like if I was on TV. I was a little disappointed, though, because they took a little of the mystery out right off the bat. I think it was right in the first segment they mentioned that he was going to be taking the remaining girls on a date in their hometown right at the beginning of the show. And because of that article we read in the paper in the ER a couple of weeks ago, we already knew that Chantel from Chico has a date with Brad during the Halloween weekend. So we already knew that Chantel wasn't going to get booted off the show last night. So it took a little mystery out right there. Here was the other thing. This is probably why I kind of watched it, is when they did the little trailer at the start of the show, there was a photo shoot going on at the beach, which had a bunch of the women in their bikinis. And I was kind of wishing the darn show was on HBO as opposed to ABC, because somebody in that trailer asked one of the women about going topless, at which point they kind of cut off and went to something. I thought, ooh, okay. See, now I don't feel less manly about it. Anyway, our girl Chantel got another one-on-one date last night. They ended up at a street fair, which was sort of similar to Farmer's Market in Chico. So that was right up her alley. Then they ended up making out on the beach in the rain. They ended up making out on the dance floor a little bit. So she's looking like a big favorite right now. So we'll have to watch and see. I think next Monday is the night they have them on TV on their little dates in their hometown. So might have to look and see if any of us ends up in the background of any of that. Was that you holding up the two fingers behind Brad's head? That was great.